Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here at the Manning Family Children's, they need your help in lighting up the season. Donating today in our TrainSouth.com phone lines. Call in, folks, 888-780-8811. Like some great donations from Jerry T. in Madisonville, $50. Kevin A. and Kenner, $25. Donald S., $25 in Ponchatoula. And Sarah B. in Mandeville, giving us $100. Guys, we've been talking a lot about Manning Family Children's. Now we got to get into a little bit of the early recruiting period, the signing period going on, to help us break things down with the LSU Tigers. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. Zach, man, I know you've been busy all day today, too. How you doing?
Doing good on this end, man. It's just been a pretty chaotic stretch for the LSU Tigers, but Lane Kiffin and company are certainly beginning to handle business on this side of things with the early signing period in full swing.
Zach, this is the first time I can remember in the early period so many guys putting this off until either tomorrow or Friday. Because normally, I was telling them here, normally you get 85-90% of the signees in day one. Well, you know, the way my calculations is, okay, you got 6 on offense and you got 5 on defense. That's 11. You still got some guys left to go. And I think some unclarity maybe on who's going to stay and who's going to go has some of the guys maybe tapping the brake a little bit.
Absolutely, Mike. And that's spot on. You have guys like Lamar Brown, Deuce Gerald, et cetera, who are really sitting back and trying to evaluate this staff and see who Lane Kiffin is going to bring in here, because we've seen him bring a majority of this Ole Miss football staff over after kind of arriving in Baton Rouge on Sunday. But nonetheless, that defensive side of the ball remains to be seen, whether Corey Raymond will be retained, who's going to be the defensive line coach, et cetera. Will Frank Wilson still be on this staff in Baton Rouge? Mike, we both know how just big of a piece he plays on the recruiting trail, specifically in the New Orleans area. So you're seeing some guys kind of press the brakes here and say, okay, let's see who Lane Kiffin ultimately retains on this staff, A, or B, brings in. It starts with guys like Corey Raymond, Blake Baker, and Frank Wilson. And so now you got a couple of guys waiting. Obviously, a big domino today was getting Edna Carr, 5-star Richard Anderson, to put pen to paper and sign with LSU. That's a big-time signing. And his agent met with Lane Kiffin and met with a bunch of other staffers last night in Baton Rouge. And ultimately, Richard Anderson's agent is the same one for Lamar Brown. So I think that could put things to trend in the right direction for Lamar. But like you said, some guys are pumping the brakes here, and it's a pretty unprecedented scene.
Well, Zach, when you talk about the D-line, I can tell you right now, in a relationship with Coach O, how can you get Mike, how many first-round – he coached 11 first-rounders that win the NFL draft. I mean, you tell that to a young high school kid, look at his kids in the
world. They all think they can be that guy.
Yeah, and so that's why – I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just hoping and wishing, but I think it will happen. I'm just speculating. You know, I don't bother Coach O and say, what's up with Lane Kiffin and you? But to me, it'd be a no-brainer for him to be a D-line coach. To show you what Coach O thinks of Lane Kiffin, do you know? I don't know if you know the story, Zach. You might be too young. But in 2008, You know, Coach O was the Saints' D-line coach. And he left and went to Tennessee with Lane Kiffin. Because Lane Kiffin said, oh, I can pay you twice as much as with the Saints' opinion. And then,
what, it was like $450?
$450, like $950, yeah, million. Yeah. So it was like, and so then they went to USC and all that. And, you know, the next year the Saints had had won the Super Bowl. So when you look at all that, so timing and Zach, the question I have for you, that was just a statement. I always make statements. But, Zach, you look at, like, Ole Miss versus LSU. Ole Miss versus LSU. I look at LSU, and I agree with Pete Carroll, Nick Saban, all everybody. You know, you look at the games, different name, image, and likeness, transfer portal, and all that. But right now, when has Ole Miss been ever in the top five or top 10 recruiting class? Maybe they're hovering around 15 to 20. Where you look at LSU, you can recruit the best players, recruit the better talent. Well, where do you think LSU will end up? Like I'm seeing right now, USC, is USC number one?
Number one.
Yeah, so I'm looking at LSU saying maybe 8 to 12. Does that seem right that they'll end up being that high of a rank? Because Lane Kiffin wants his cake and eat it too. He wants everything. He wants to recruit the best 4-5-star players, transfer portal, and be competitive with anybody with name, image, and likeness. Is that a fair assessment?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. That's a fair assessment there. And Ole Miss has never been the most talented recruiting kind of staff up there when it comes to the high school game. They love to dominate the portal, and that's been Lane Kiffin's bread and butter. And you've seen that over the last couple of years, and now making his way to Baton Rouge, you've seen him kind of, I don't want to use the word process here, but you've seen a lot of guys who were committed to the program for a while ultimately not be provided with the opportunity to sign during the early signing period because they want to make sure that there are roster spots available, A, for recruits that they want that are committed elsewhere, and B, he keeps the spots open for that transfer portal. We know that Lane Kiffin is going to go do some damage out there, and he has the NIL budget to go and do that. Mike and I talked about it last week. It's going to be about $25 to $30 million in roster cash that he can utilize to go and build out this roster. So when it comes to the recruiting kind of stretch here during the early signing period, it's going to be more about quality over quantity. And I think you'll see that when you look at the average player rating for these guys. USC's number one because they went out and got 30-plus guys. I mean, that recruiting class is jam-packed. But for LSU, they'll hover around the 15 to 16 mark.
Okay.
These are going to be high-quality guys in that 4 to 5-star range. So that player rating says a lot. It's a quantity, or it's a quality over quality approach, and I think they're going to make sure that they have a lot of space open for the portal because that's where Lane Kiffin's going to find his bread and butter.
Now, Zach, you know what I've been impressed with, and you look this day and age, look, when would Indiana Hoosiers ever be relevant in football? I mean, it was like, you know, Kentucky basketball, Duke, even though look at Duke's football program, look Indiana in basketball. But when I look at what Indiana and Texas Tech has done, you want to talk about getting it right in the transfer portal and how you build a team and get those guys to come play together. You know, it's like an all-star team, but they're playing as a team. And you never thought you'd brag about Texas Tech's defense. You know, you look at how, you know, they throw the ball everywhere around. You're going back to Patrick Mahomes. I'm slipping my mind. The coach with the Redskins, not with the Commanders. The quarterback coach. Who's that?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury. Okay, you look, they're always offense. But you look at Texas Tech now. So when I look at LSU, that's why I'm telling you that next year LSU for sure is going to be in the playoffs. I'm telling you right now for sure because they could be in the playoffs. There might be national champs. What? In 1 year, I'm going to tell you why. Because they're going to get the transfer portal right, name, image, and likeness, and they're going to have all these 4 or 5 yards. They could be a better version of Texas Tech. Now, you know, Texas Tech, because really, for Texas Tech to get the high school players, you got to compete like with Texas Tech, A&M. But LSU, if they put the fence around Louisiana, you get a handful of Texans, and then you can recruit any player in the nation because of name, image, and likeness. I'm telling you, 1 year, Lane Kiffin, and if I hope that happens because then people can say, Bobby, you remember when you said? No, I'm telling you, I think for sure in the playoff, if not national champs.
My boy Cody Campbell's going to take care of that stuff with Texas Tech. He know how to write a check.
Right, and that's why they're relevant.
So, Zach, I'm going to ask you this. Where is Indiana and Texas Tech on the recruiting charts now?
Yeah, with the 4 and 5 star players, not the transfer and all that.
No, because we don't know about
transfer. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. They're still not as high up there as one would think. Their bread and butter is in the transfer portal, and look, that's the new age of the game, right?
Yeah.
In order to become competitive right off the bat, you have to go out there and crush the portal. And that's what you've seen Kurt Cignetti do. That's what you've seen Texas Tech do. And I think we all here know that Texas Tech has an unlimited budget. I mean, that money speaks for itself out there in Texas. I mean, just dominating it and throwing blank checks around. Now, don't get me wrong. They're going out there, that being Texas Tech. They're an outlier. They're different compared to Indiana. Indiana does things more strategically. When it comes to Texas Tech, they're willing to throw out those big-time dollars and get guys to reclass and make sure that they can make their way up there earlier. They've done that with the number one linebacker in America, already doing that in the 2027 class this year. So they've made some big-time changes over there.
Think about it, Zach. He spent over $40 million in the transfer portal, all 11 starters on defense.
Well, I can tell you.
Cody's worth $8.5 billion.
No, but I can tell you right now, I don't know, I think they can beat Ohio State. But anyway, if you let Texas Tech win the national championship, he'll spend $40 million again. And he'll keep doing it because they'll end up being like the Dodgers instead of the Yankees or the Mets. Oh, we paid all this money.
Talk about the softball pitcher. Okay.
Yeah, Texas Tech made the finals. They didn't win the championship. They made the finals.
They were number two.
Yes, a softball, fast pitch, $1 million that young lady had.
So that's part of his $48 million that he went to all sports.
Zach, always appreciate
Thank
the
you,
time.
Zach.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
All right, Zach.
Appreciate you guys, man. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, brother.
We're at the Manning Family Children's, lighting up things on our tote board, I guess you could say, bringing in the donations. And Arturo D. and Harahan, guys, $500.
Ooh,
time to
all right.
bang the Kia of Covington.
Go ahead,
Happy
Ashley.
Kia gong.
There you go. All right.
Oh, ring that gong.
Thank you, Arturo D. and Harahan, for that $500 donation here
so we
at
need
Manning
three
Family
more.
Children's.
We need three more. Our goal is 10. We have 7. We need 3 more. Give them a call at 888-780-8811 or NOLAKIDS234984.
Yeah, text NOLA Kids. Yep.
Folks, you can also give online, manningchildrens.org/radiothon. We're taking a break. Be back with more right after this on WWL. Who dat, folks?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.